Blog Talk Radio.
Know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted if you really ready to say, yeah. If you really ready to say, yeah. You know.
All right.
sweating, now she burn up. Hold up, hold up, hold up. This is how you turn up.
Yo, it's Turned Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida. What it do, y'all? What it do? We making it through another week. It's Tuesday. We're almost to hump day. Hump day, hump day, hump day. I'm still a little refreshed from my refresh button on Monday, and I promise you I'm not trying to rhyme or anything with these words that end day. But anyway, oh my gosh, there goes another one. But here we go. It's Turn Up Tuesdays, and I can't continue to say thank you enough for everyone that continues to support Get Lifted Radio and our growing broadcast and platform. The submissions from the artists are awesome. I just want to let everybody know that if I don't play you this week, I try to get everybody in, but of course we're limited on time, so be patient with us. I got a couple of emails from artists that, I guess, you know how it is when you do an artist showcase. You know, you come and you think that because you put your name on a list or you sign up for something, things are supposed to happen for you immediately. But there's a lot of artists that are submitting their music, and I try to be fair and at least put those in rotation by the order that they're submitted. So if there's people that have submitted music 2 weeks ago and they still have yet to be played and you just submitted yours yesterday, like, how do you think I'm going to just throw you in rotation like that? This app is for everybody to have an opportunity to be heard. So that's what I'm going to try to do. And if you can't be patient enough for that, then submit your music somewhere else. Not trying to be funny, but hey, it is what it is. So with that being said, tonight's topic is, would you be a wedding crasher? If you had a crush on somebody, or you was in love with someone that was moving on with their life and they were, you know, about to get married and all that great stuff, would you be that person to stand up at this individual's wedding and be known as the wedding crasher? If you want to speak on that topic, please press 1 once you have dialed 347-826-7536. My response to that is funny because, you know, I have a crazy imagination, and I just think of random ridiculousness stuff all the time. And so that's how I came up with the topic tonight. I actually posted it, I believe, on social media like last week, but it was just a random thought. It was some stuff I had going on in my head playing this whole scene out. Not that I'm going to do that or plan on doing that with anybody, but you know, just one of those high moments, random thoughts. It is what it is. I have a couple callers. I'm going to say the last 4 digits of your phone number. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Rep your city. 8585, caller, you are on Turn Up Tuesdays. You're live. State your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, it's your boy, International R.I.B.
What it do?
What had it?
What happened at?
I almost forgot the last 4 digits on my phone number. I was like, okay. What's up, man? I wanted to call, show some love to you, Maggie Love. I'm watching Barney. I just figured I'd put the headphones on and pretend I'm watching so the little one don't think anything. But wanted to show some love, man, take some time, and, you know, tell you I love seeing you do your thing. I love all the submissions. I love everything about the radio station and that it is taking off the way it is. I just wanted to show you some love on that.
Appreciate it. Remember last year when I was talking about this, I was all nervous about doing it. And now it is, like, it'll be a year next month that Jennifer was the first guest on here. I believe it was May 18th, if I can recall the exact date right off of the top of my dome. But yeah, so I'm like I said,
that changed my sound too.
Huh?
I said that was a day that changed a little bit of my sound too.
Yeah, definitely. Yep, that is the day that she was like, "You, hey, how we get her on a feature?" So, and we made that happen. Now y'all got music together, and we're looking forward to planning video shoot with her and her crew to get them down here in Florida. So, you know, it's all good. That's the point of this avenue, is to not only just showcase the artists, but, you know, if you hear artists on here and you like what they have to offer, or you feel like you may be able to work with them in some sort of way, just reach out to the artists and, you know, build that relationship and a friendship as well. I mean, Rob has managed to build a lot of friendships with artists through social media, and I've watched him do that alone. I have nothing to do with that. And I think it's very important for artists to build relationships with other artists versus thinking that it's always about competition, because you'll be surprised how many artists are willing to help and work with one another grow.
For real. I heard the topic while I was on hold. That's interesting, man. Wedding Crasher. You know, I know somebody who probably would be a Wedding Crasher, and, you know, with all due respect, he's one of my favorite artists. Drake would probably be one. he looked like the dude, or sound like him. You know what? I don't know. I'd probably be a Bachelorette Crasher. Like, you know, I'd be the one probably like texting her while she having a good time at the Bachelorette party. Like, you like, "What's up? Want to meet up? You sure?" Like, you know, I'd be that. I wouldn't crash the wedding. That's a little too crazy. But I say I'd definitely be a Bachelorette Crasher. You know,
a Bachelorette Crasher.
To make sure, you know, she may slip up and give me some hope, and I might have to be the one standing up. Like, I disagree. But but yeah, that'd be my answer.
For those of you guys who don't know, International Rob B is an artist that I do happen to manage. So if you're not familiar with him, please get familiar with him. He's a superstar in the making, and I'm not just saying that because I have a relationship with him. He definitely is a hard worker, and I feel like any artist that is trying to pretty much find avenues, find their way, and to build a reach and a strong network of followers and supporters, like, get with Rob. You know, the only thing I did was give him a little advice as a manager, what I knew, and he kind of took it from there and grew his social media networking and marketing on his own. So if you're a person that's just looking for a little advice, I mean, his advice will help you in it, and it will help you grow in a long way. So Rob, let the people know where they can find you, man.
Yeah, you gotta press play. Yeah, you can find me on Facebook.com/International Rob B. You can find me on Instagram at International Rob B. You can find me on Twitter at SmoothRob_B. YouTube/International Rob B as well. And then the website is internationalrob-b.com. Any one of those networks, man, you know, I'm not a bougie guy or nothing. If I see the, you know, see the message or see any type of response, it could be, "Hey," I'm going to respond, "Hey," back, you know. So just hit me up. If you want to listen to the music, feel free. I get a little crazy on Instagram, so if you like food, you can go see what the food I've been eating. If you like to laugh, I do my little spaz moments when I'm just listening to some good music. So, yeah, man, yeah, you know.
I appreciate you for calling in and supporting me on my ventures as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so keep on doing what you do. And, of course, I got a couple of your tracks in rotation, so I'll choose
you. I gotta send you the winning song of that DTL production contest. The final cut is done. I got to send that to you so you could, you know, debut it. It'll be debuted on, shout out to Mike J. He actually asked me to debut it on his show tomorrow, the Black Top Radio, where he'll be featuring multi-platinum selling artist Maya. I'm going to be opening up the whole show with that song. So, Maggie, I'll be getting that to you so you can play it on here. You know, I'll wait in line. I'll wait in line.
Yeah, so. Hey, you know, sometimes you got to put a little info out there so that I can stop getting what's called semi-hate mail. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is. But I appreciate you calling in, man. Have a good night. Don't have too much fun
too.
With Barney.
No doubt.
All right.
Bye.
Later. That was International Rob B. Get Lifted Entertainment. Y'all make sure y'all follow him, like he said, on Twitter at @SmoothRob_B. And while we're talking about International Rob B and Jenna Fair, I have a song that I'm going to play with the both of them. Actually, I have a couple, but I'm going to pick one. And I really like this song. It's the title of the song is called Soul Food. It's definitely a, I honestly feel like it's a soulful track. And this was, this track right here brought Rob out of his comfort zone, I feel, and expanded him as an artist as well and took his music to another level. So check it out. Here we go with Soul Food. It's Turned Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida. Here we go. Bow.
Came up from the bottom, yeah girl you did that, upgraded my swag, why lie you approve that, man these other girls foolish, worried about the wrong thing, independent that's good job, big goals in your own crib, you go in with the best of them, break bread with the best of them, I came in ain't nothing changed, sacrifice no second guessing, I sit back I applaud you, glad I'm on your team, shout out to my people, who know just what I mean, that's why I'm working hard. No sleep, this here more than a dream. Ain't taking no for no answer. C4, keep the dough in. Don't let the mother stress you. I got you on everything, and that's everything from living to me holding it down. No OD. Makes us stronger, plus it's a side of you that I didn't know, was covered up by independence, the fact that we a team, not only one show, we still learning, plus if that's not what we have, no sense of direction, see we go out, turn heads, chemistry so killer, body scent vanilla, taste good, go figure, yeah they all trying to holler, I'm like toss a cup of dollars, yeah we like nice things. Mind helping, no bother, cause we hit the road, parlay, MIA, South Beach, Tampa, Hilton, Clearwater, hit the beach, social networks buzzing, every time we post a pic, it ain't nothing forced but that passion, that shows through, legit, right?
Know that I got you.
Yo, 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 it's Turn Up Tuesdays. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida. That was Soul Food by International Rob B featuring Jennifer. Y'all make sure y'all follow her on Twitter at I Am Jennifer. That's JennifAir. And again, International Rob B at Smooth_Rob_B. We got Ms. Zonia as our guest tonight, Albanian beauty. We're going to bring her in the building here in a few seconds. Tonight's topic on Turn Up Tuesdays is, would you be a wedding crasher if you had a crush on someone, or if you're in love with somebody that was down to get married? You know, they was walking down the aisle, their father bringing them up, you know what I'm saying, and you just got all these feelings still bottled up inside you. Will you be the one to crash the wedding? Call in at 347-826-7536 and press 1. If you're in the chat room, I see you over there. Thank you guys for tuning in over there in the chat room. If you want to speak on the topic, don't be afraid to put it over there in the chat room, and I'll let the people know what you got to say, and we'll relay what you have to say on the air. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and bring the Albanian beauty on the line. Ms. Zonia.
Hi.
What up, baby girl?
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Welcome to Get Lifted Radio. Turn it
Thank
up
you
Tuesday.
So much. Thank you for having me.
No doubt, no doubt. I'll make sure we give her a big clap and round of applause around here. you know, got to make it do what it do.
Thank you. You just made me blush with all that. Thank you.
I can feel the blush. I can feel it. It's almost like you're right here in front of my face, you know? But anyway, So I see you've been doing a lot, and everything like that. I do try to pay attention, even though, you know, it's hard to do that sometimes when our news feeds are being flooded on a daily basis by so many people that's on their grind. So I definitely try to pay attention to the artists that are going to be a part of Get Lifted Radio. And also, you know, those are being managed and growing with individuals that I know. You know what I'm saying? So hats off to you, first of all, for being a female in this
Likewise.
Game.
Likewise.
Thank you. You're a female in the game, and you're not afraid to go after it. You know, I say hats off to you for that. Because,
thank you.
Since I started managing, I now realize how stereotypical the music industry is. Like, even when I get phone calls, people are surprised that I'm a female doing, you know, managing artists or involved with the radio or involved with social media promo or whatever the case may be.
Don't you hate that? As if we can't do things. Like, I don't understand that. That's the one thing that makes you want to do it even harder.
Right. So, you know, definitely hats off to you. I always respect all the female.
Ditto, baby, ditto. Keep doing that and representing for us living because, you know, we could do things too.
Girl power.
All day, baby.
So, you know, again, this is Ms. Zonia. You let the people know, like, where you from and, you know, what you represent and what it is that you about and what you do, and then we'll get right into the interview.
Okay, well, I am based out of Phoenix, Arizona. My family migrated here from Albania, so I am 100% Albanian. They migrated to New York, so I do have some family out there. I kind of grew up between both Glendale, Arizona, and Brooklyn. I did live overseas for some time as well, and, you know, I just love music. Music is my passion, and I just love everything about it. I love to create, and I love to try to be as crafty as possible while I'm doing it.
Boom, there you have it. So right now, you're in Arizona with all that clean air.
Oh, it's not clean here. Mm-mm. It's dusty, baby. This is a desert.
Oh, so they be fooling us.
There's nothing but dirt out here. And if you don't have allergy problems, you will get them if you stay here long enough.
So it's a myth, then. It's a myth.
Yeah, it's a definite myth. It's not clean.
Wow.
Unless you go, like, up to the mountain, if you want to go hiking or something, then, yeah, I'm pretty sure that, you know, you'll get some clean air. Maybe up north, but I doubt here in the valley.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, they send people out there that have, like, lung cancer and, you know, like,
No, that's because they have the best like hospitals and stuff for that, but not for the air. I believe it's Hawaii that's the best place for the air.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to do some better.
I think that's what I heard. I don't think it's, I definitely don't think it's Arizona, because I've always known it to be, if you've never even had allergies, you'll get allergies out here. Seriously. I just had a sinus infection like 2 weeks ago, and that lasted me a whole week. I lost my voice and everything was horrible. I'm like, what's going on with me? And then I went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, you have a sinus infection. And I've never had problems with allergies or sinus or anything.
So y'all just out there playing in the dirt all day, basically, what you're trying to tell me.
No, we're not playing in the dirt. Oh, you got jokes. No, we don't play in dirt over here. But they do get dirty out here, that's for sure. And then Arizona is not filled with any punk, that's for sure. So you get dirty.
Oh, man.
We throw dirt at each other. We all shoot each other. We just throw dirt at each other.
Right.
Have
okay,
little mud
fights
and stuff.
That's a good one. So right now, I see you a lot of traveling.
I can't. Hold on. Hello? Hello? Oh, this is a bad service. Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Okay, I hear something.
Now what my nigga may say, man, I look good at the top.
This
man.
Is Triple
Don't get the wrong
idea,
man. Don't get the shit fucked up, man.
Steroids.
Cause a nigga will bless your motherfucking head if I had to. I might just take your bitch.
This is Triple X.
Niggas speaking the game, they don't let this shit quick like Nino. The cancer this bitch, pockets full of bands. On my way to the wrist, don't get the wrong idea, man. I'm checking this bitch, you don't really know me like you think I do. If you ain't getting money, the bitch won't pick at you. Pick a choosy world. Had two sons in the game, had no girl. Hey, I keep a dick bitch, probably with them D cups. Excuse what I say, baby, like the hiccups. Scars in here, baby, you can't miss us. And if you're feeling this knock, wave your pistol.
Man, I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea about me. I don't have nothing to hide. I'm ripping wet team. Wet team niggas do your dance for me. Yeah. Wet team bitches wear your hat. Man, I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea about me. I don't have nothing to hide.
Toast up for these hate niggas, they got the game fucked up, I'm Mr. Screw. These niggas start crying when they see they bitch choose. She done fucked around and flipped them to some real Mackin. You detective be out here, Captain Save It. I never chase a bitch, all I chase is money. I bought like ball head, no job, Tommy. Man, I'm riding with that ladder on me, they got that wrong idea about me. Lil' mama in the whip, give me sloppy toppy. I got European swag, Georgia Loppy. These niggas tryna copy, but they can't pace me. Ketchup, I call them mustard, no DJ. Gear on point, spooky clean. Fresh off the runway, I keep a bad little bitch that I call throwaway. Get on point, sweet, clean, fresh off the runway. I keep a bad little bitch that I call throwaway.
Now I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea about me. I don't have nothing to hide. I'm ripping wet team. Wet team niggas do your dance for me. Yeah. Wet team bitches wear your hat. Now I don't want anybody. The wrong idea about me. I don't have nothing to hide. I'm ripping wet team. Wet team niggas do your dance for me. Yeah. Wet team bitches wear your hat.
Triple X Productions.
Yo, yo, yo. That was Juan Jeremy with Wrong Idea. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at Juan_Jeremy and get to know him as an artist. Maybe eventually we'll have him on as a guest on our show. I'm going to go ahead and bring Ms. Zanye back on the line. I apologize for the technical difficulties, but we have gotten them all worked out. Ms. Zanye, are you there, baby girl?
Yes, Zonia is here. I didn't go anywhere.
Ms. Zonia.
Yes.
Every time I feel like I'm saying it right one way, you know, I told Will, I'm like, I'm going to get it right, I promise, and I'm still getting it wrong.
Well, it's okay. You know what? I don't really get that upset because of the simple fact that it's okay. It's an Albanian word, and the word Zonia is like the way you address a lady, and it means like lady, lady of the house. It means madam, depending on how you use it. So I spelt it the correct way just to keep it authentic. So therefore, I understand when people, you know, mispronounced it, you know, that because it's spelled with a J, but in Albanian, the J is pronounced as a Y.
Okay, got it.
So you get a little
Zonia.
History on the name.
Zonia.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Yes. All right. You know what? I'm about to, just for my own purposes right now for tonight until I learn how to say it the right way, spell the correct way, I'm going to spell it the wrong way that looks pronounced the right way. How about that?
Do it however. No, do what you have to do. You know what? That's so funny that you said that because I just recently told Will. I'm like, Will, we're going to have to start putting it in parentheses, you know what I mean? Like Janae Aoki, that girl, like she put it in parentheses so people could understand. And I think I need to start doing that because, you know, everybody says Zon J or Zone J. And then I don't, you know, I don't trip because I understand why they're saying it. But, okay, it's Zonia, though. So I just want people
Zonia.
To know it. Yeah, Zonia.
Got it. International Robbie over
did
there in the chat room.
Else,
he's like,
did everybody else get that? We said it like 1,000 times. It's Zonia, not Zonja or Zonja. It's Zonia.
Got it. Y'all make sure y'all follow Ms. Zonia on Twitter at MS Zonia. That's Z-O-N-J as in juice and E as in Edward. And that's how you find her and get to know her.
J as in juice.
Uh-oh, that sounds like a whole nother, we just going to keep this thing rolling, you know, that could be a whole nother subject when we talk about the word juice, you know, so we just going to keep it PG-13, because I don't know who's really tuned in and who's not, so, you know, but anyway.
You have to get your mind out the gutter. I was talking about juice, like orange juice, cranberry juice, you know. Lemonade is juice. I love lemonade.
Lemonade? You make lemonade? No, I'm just playing.
No, I
all
do.
Right,
yeah, sometimes when I have the patience.
What I was saying when we got disconnected was about your traveling. You know, have you the traveling that you're doing, I see you, like, been in Miami, New York, couple of the different cities. Are you on a little mini tour, or are you just taking advantage of opportunities that come about, or how what's going on here?
Right now, I'm definitely taking advantage of opportunities that are coming about. So any city that is trying to book Zonia, I am definitely going to be there. So, yes, I did New York, and right from New York, I went straight to Miami. I'm going to L.A. this weekend, so I got a couple more shows booked up as well. I'm working on South Carolina and North Carolina soon. And, you know, just from just trying to go up this 50 states. So, I mean, you know, there's many cities in all these states. Why not hit them?
Definitely. That's funny that you mentioned the Carolinas because one of my partners that I work very closely with that does events, there's a music festival that's going to be going on, I believe, June 28th in Edgefield County. What I'll do is I'll get you the information, but they do have performance slots and things like that available. I'm also going to be seeing about getting my artists to be a part of that as well. So taking advantage of the... Yeah, I mean, what I try to do, you know, just like any other camp is, I believe it comes to a certain point where, you know, artists, they don't have to do so many open mics locally, and you got to get to a point where you really have to make those sacrifices and start branching out to different cities. And I feel like when you're a well-packaged artist, you know, such as yourself and other individuals that I do know, it makes it very easy for you to go to other cities and, you know, try to pretty much brand yourself there because you have the necessary merchandise and individuals representing you to leave a mark behind. You know, a lot of people get caught up and they want to move and go in other cities first when they really haven't made a presence in their local, you know, their local city at all whatsoever, and just expect things to happen right away going elsewhere, and it's not really how it works.
Yeah, well, that's not even realistic. I mean, you know. That's when common sense should kick in for most.
Right, right. So, you know, in your pastime, other than doing music, what else does Miss Zonya like to do? Other than shop, because, come on, I mean, I know you're going to say shopping.
Why? Everybody likes to shop, though. Who doesn't?
I've seen the photos.
You've
seen
the photos.
So I know you like going shopping.
Yeah, of course I do. I like to go. I have to go shopping for all the events I have to show up at. I have to make sure I look fly.
Definitely. So we already know you do that in your pastime. Other than shopping and going out to eat and traveling, what is it that Ms. Zonya likes to do?
Well, you know what? I love to be at home with my daughter. I am a mother. So I really enjoy those precious moments and the times that I have with my daughter and, you know, watching her grow and hearing the wild stuff that comes out of her little mouth. It's just, you know what? That's my peaceful time right there with my daughter.
Cool. And how old is your daughter, if you don't mind me asking?
No, not at all. She just turned 9 in December.
And okay, cool, cool. So
mini.
She's a young lady.
Oh, yes, she is. She's a young Zonya.
Definitely at that age where she wants to be called a young lady. You know, she's probably walking around in the hills and everything right about now.
Oh, she definitely goes into the closet, and, you know, I see my shoe boxes are all open and my heels are on. I finally got her to stop messing with my Mac, you know, because I'm trying to explain to her that, you know, you can't sit there and mess up the good stuff, eh? But, no, she's good, though. She's still into dolls, and I love it that way. I want to keep her into dolls. She's into this, like, American Girl doll thing, so I got her little doll, and she's good. She likes her baby dolls. More than the heels.
As long as
so
she
I'm,
don't
I'm
have
the
dolls
that.
Twerking, we all good.
No. No. My baby does not need to know anything about twerking or anything.
Right. I was scrolling through my Instagram one day, and, you know, some of the stuff is really, it's hilarious, but at the same time, it's like, maybe it's funny, really funny to me because I don't have kids, and maybe it wouldn't be as funny if I did, but when I saw Barbie, like, doing a handstand with her legs, like, on the wall, and she was, like, twerking doing a handstand, I'm like, man, come on. Like, some stuff is just way too far. And somebody actually sat here and took the time out to make this and create this photo. So,
gosh. No, those pictures are so wild. I'd go crazy reading them and watching them. I mean, that's funny. I'm sorry.
Definitely. Well, I have one of your tracks that I do want to play. And
okay.
I wish I had more. Like, you know, man, y'all artists, y'all be killing me. Y'all be coming with, like, because it's like, you know, people like me, I love music, especially independent artists. Like, I love listening to you guys' music and just having it in my phone and getting on my SoundCloud and plugging it into the car and just, you know, making it do what it do. But this track right here was 1:52. And I'm just like, really?
It wasn't
like,
a song.
You gave
it
me all that, but then, like, I wanted some more of that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to play
the
track.
Ms. Zonya leaves you wanting more. You can just get a taste of her and then not want her again. No, you're going to get a taste and you're going to crave it.
So basically what you're saying is you got comeback all the way around. You got that comeback all the way around. No matter what it is, you going to want.
Boomerang, baby.
Hey, here we go with Seafood by Ms. Zonya on Get Lifted Radio. Turn up.
Zonya. Zonya. about to have a conversation on wax. I mean, like, I'm fucking hungry, you know? My stomach is growling. Oh, shit. I see some food. I see you. I'm fucking hungry. I'm finna eat you. You up and I spit you. The hunger's real, I warned you. I see food, I'll eat you. I chop you up and I spit you. I'll chew you up and I spit you. The hunger's real, I warned you. The hunger's real, I warned you. The hunger's real, I warned you. I see food, I'll eat you. I chop you up and I spit you. I'll chew you up and I spit you. The hunger's real, I warned you. The hunger's real, I warned you. I see food, I eat you. I ain't the best to lay with you. Come correct when you approach me. You don't wanna be one of my new issues. Sensitive thug, keep the box tissues. Probably got mommy issues. Probably feel a pain right now, cause you got off the hook to these two pistols. Clack, clack, fuck your past and you are has-been, has-been rejected. Pack that black in the back of PC crews, a bitch, you exaggerating. Pathetic life is so fabricated, keep watching me, keep masturbating. Sorry ass bitch ass motherfucking lame, your name in the street. But I got more balls than you, more heart than you. Piss me off, got bars for you. Violated, got scars for you. Oh, where the fish got jaws for you. Put you on the track like finally. You'll see me, but you can't body me, I'll body you. Keep on fucking with me, this is war, baby. Fair warning, zone your fool.
Woo!
Man, see what I'm talking about? That's so unfair. And it's so unfair that you're just gonna stop the track just like that. You know what I mean?
On your boom. I boomed it, though.
Hey, you did boom that, though. I ain't gonna lie, man. You rode on that, man. I just could just repeat that and repeat that and repeat that. And, like, when you play that, and now that I'm actually getting to speak to you, like, if I would have spoke to you first and heard that, I'd be like, nah-uh, no, uh-uh. Nah, she, that ain't her. That's somebody else. But you definitely rode on that track, and I'm interested and excited for more music. I know you got more music out there.
Most definitely.
So tell the people where they can find more of your tracks.
Well, if you can go, you can go to my website, and that's at www, and that's MsZonje.net. And all my music is there, and I'm going to start putting blogs up for everybody with my little random thoughts and, you know, stuff like that. Got pictures, all my social media is there, all the links to that. So everybody make sure you go and log on to my site.
And that's MsZonje.net. Y'all make sure you check her out. Again, follow her on Twitter at MsZonje, and that's ZONJ as in juice, E as in Edward, and that's MsZonje. I'm never going to – the letter J is never going to be right for me ever again after tonight.
It's always going to be right now. It was never right before. Now it's just right.
See what I'm talking about? See. But anyway, I don't.
Anyway,
I don't want to get back on the letter J. I don't want to get back on the letter J at all. What I want to know is, right now, if you had, you know, an opportunity to be like, if somebody say, hey, I'm giving you one chance right now to call one producer to work with, and you know, I already have it worked out. It doesn't matter who you call. Who would you choose to work with as a producer right now if you had that one opportunity?
Wow, that's a good question. You know who I'm a big fan of? I like Ninth Wonder tracks.
Okay. Yeah.
I do. I know, and I know they're, you know, not popping like that, but I'm a very big fan of Ninth Wonder.
Okay. That's interesting. Because, you know, people always go for the Timberland or, you know, Pharrell.
Oh, yeah, they're all dope, too. Yeah, even Swiss Beats, all of them. But, no, I would like Ninth Wonder, though, because I think the type of beats that I don't know. It brings something out of me because I've written stuff, you know what I mean? You know, just like on some mixtape thing and to a few of the beats. And I just love them. I love that side of me that it brings out.
Okay. So with that being said, if you were able to collab with one artist, so you have a producer-artist collaboration, you already let me know who your producer would be. Who would the artist be, whether it be female or male?
Does it have to be hip-hop or?
No, it doesn't have to be hip-hop.
Okay.
However, I do want you to choose
Mary
somebody
J.
that has already considered, quote-unquote, to be famous.
Hello?
Did you hear me?
No, I didn't hear you, babe.
I said, however, I would like for you to choose somebody who has already considered, have made it, or, quote-unquote, famous.
Oh, you didn't hear me. I said Mary J. Blige.
Oh, Mary J. Oh, dope.
Yes.
Dope. All right.
Yes. Yes.
Mary
J. She is my all-time favorite.
And what makes you pick her other than her being your all-time favorite? That's a very interesting pick. I would have. I'm like a little bit thrown back by that because I wouldn't have thought that you would have picked Mary J.
Really? I love her. You know, Mary J. Blige is really what made me. That album, My Life. The song
mm-hmm.
My Life on the album My Life is what really inspired me to really start crossing over from poetry into music.
Okay.
So
that's
really
how you started music is with poetry. That's how you started
yes.
music is with poetry.
I did, yes. But it's that
okay.
delivery that she brings to the table that is just, it's unbelievable. It, you might not have been through what she's going through, but the way she delivers it, you feel it. You know what I mean? So I love her music.
Wow. Well, have you had a chance to run into her while you be out there hanging out in New York, NYC?
No, I haven't. And I'm so irritated because my cousin got a chance to run into her, and I was so mad. You know, she called me up and rubbed it all in my face, and I was just so mad at her. I was out here, and I didn't get a chance to do that. But I have seen her at every concert that I could possibly. I follow her for real. I mean, not like that, like a stalker or anything, but if I'm in the city that she's in, if I'm in the city that she's in and I know she's performing, I definitely go to watch all her shows, you know what I mean? I enjoy her performance. But, no, I haven't. I have not been blessed yet with that. I hope I get that opportunity in life. I'm putting it out there in the universe. Mary, holla at me.
Definitely. Claim it. Mary, if you tune in to Get Lifted Radio, Ms. Zonya wants to hear from you. And, shoot, if you tune in, press 1 so we know. Like, you know.
Right,
but,
please. I promise I'm not a stalker. I'm just a very big fan.
Right, right. We just want the 411. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. And the remix version, too.
Right. So, all right, well, you got started with music doing poetry. Do you still engage, like, going and performing at any open mic or poetry spoken word events?
No, I haven't. To be honest with you, I haven't even written a poem in so long. And it's so funny because me and my girl, City, we were talking about that. And she was sharing some poetry with me. And I was like, you know what? I used to do poetry. You know, I used to really be into it. And I haven't done it in so long. I've been so caught up, you know, writing these songs that I haven't got a chance to fall back on that. But I think I'm going to start, you know, trying to dip and dabble into it again because, you know, that's where it started from.
Right. I think that poetry, definitely poetry and songwriting, I feel go hand in hand. Because at the end of the day, and I could be wrong and people may argue me this, I don't know, I'm not a poet, so please, the spoken word community out there, if you're listening, please don't come throw any of your spoken word holy water on me, you know what I'm saying? Like, but... like poetry and music, right? Like there you go, some of that spoken word juice, you know. But I feel like poetry and music is like word art, you know. Like
exactly.
And sometimes those individuals who are writing, they're actually the artist, and they just need people to perform that art. You know, a lot of poets, they perform their own pieces, or I'm sorry, speak their own pieces. And, you know, you have some songwriters who are just good songwriters and they're not good performers, and they use other people to deliver that energy, you know. So it's to me, it's just all a form of word art, and it goes hand in hand. And I think that if you are at once very involved with it, I think that it's definitely something you probably should still be in tune with.
Yeah, I agree with you. I definitely have to get back into that. And story writing.
Might come out with some Love Jones songs up in that, girl.
No, you know what? I write R&B songs, too. Thank you. I just can't sing them.
Well, you know, hey, maybe you international rap beat. My artist might want to get together, you know.
Oh, well, that's
he do a little singing.
Like a yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Singing.
He do a little singing. I got another artist that do a bit of singing too, you know.
Oh,
so
we definitely need to top that up, because I'm always looking for singers. I'm always writing stuff and I can't sing, and they can't make me sound like I can sing either. So I just have written stuff for nothing.
Well, it's for something, because it's definitely out there, and somebody out there that probably more than likely you can connect with. You just haven't came across them yet, and you know, get that music out there for you, get them songs out there, and it's good to have credit as a songwriter just as well as it is to have credit as an artist.
Oh, most definitely. Trust me, I work very hard to keep on, because I haven't yet, but I don't think I'll die even having it perfected, but I'm going to strive to keep on perfecting my craft.
Definitely. So if you had any encouraging words, or no, not if, because I know that you do, what encouraging words would you give to other artists that are aspiring to achieve, you know, goals and comfortability within a music career? Everyone always wants to say become rich or whatever the case may be, and I don't really think people understand what rich really means, per se, without the dollar figure. So with that being said,
you know. Everybody
has a different
definition of that.
Right.
I would say.
Exactly.
To stay true to you. I think that is the recipe. Like, you know what I mean? You can't sit there and jump on the bandwagon or get on something because of the, you know, I mean, just stay true to you. If it's true to you and that's truly, you know, what you feel, truly how you're living, truly, you know what I mean, what you're about, then speak on it. You know what I mean? You can't go wrong if it's the truth. And we
right.
all have our own stories, so stick to it, you know. Don't try to tell somebody else's story. Tell your own. That's what's going to bring you out from anybody else, and don't stop, you know. Just don't stop telling your story.
Awesome, awesome words of encouragement is just to be true to you. I hosted an event last weekend or the weekend
right.
before. I can't remember. I get my days mixed up. But anyway, it was with
I get that.
Right. It was Shauna was the main event. And I don't know if you remember Shauna
okay.
from, like, you know, Luda, DTP.
Oh, DTP. Oh, I love her.
Yeah. She, I hosted an event with her, and that was what you just said. It was one of the things that she said before and during her performance was that, you know, as an artist, stay true to yourself. She says a lot of people feel like she fell off because she's not with certain people anymore, or she's not under certain names anymore. And one of the things that she said was she just stayed true to herself, and she's still making money. And there was a guy in the crowd, and he had his phone up, and he was trying to get her to say, you know, F Luda. And she looked at the guy, and she was like, you know, why would I say that? She goes, I'm still out here getting money, regardless of what people think or what people say. I don't have no reason to hate on him. You know, he did what he did, and I stayed true to myself, and I'm still making money because I stayed true to myself. And so, you know, that's very key to what you said. It's like everybody has to understand that staying true to yourself, it may not be the easiest thing to do, and it may not get you where you want to be as fast as you want, but eventually it's going to get you there.
I agree. That is so true. Why are you staying true to
well,
you?
Stay
hey,
true
know
to
what?
You.
I got a chance to meet Shauna. I think she is such a humble, humble lady. Like, I really respect her. I really do. And I think she's an amazing artist. So I can totally hear her saying something like that, because she is a true person. I think she's a genuine person. So kudos to Shawna.
Yes, she is. Well, I don't want to keep you.
You can have me forever, baby. It's okay.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, I got my arms out open. I got my arms out open. I'm embracing that love. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Likewise. I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Shout out to you. Shout out to everything that you're doing. I tip my hat to you. Salute.
Yes, he knows my brother.
Thank you very, very much. You are more than welcome to come back to Get Lifted Radio at any time. If you have any new projects, if you have any music that you want me to play, you know what I'm saying, get it to me and I'll get it in rotation and we'll keep you up in our family.
Thank you, babe. And don't forget to go check out the site, MissZonia.net, and you can go skim through the music. And you know what? You let me know what you want and I'll make sure you have it ASAP.
Boom, there it is. I appreciate you, baby girl.
Thank you. Likewise, you have a beautiful evening.
All right, you do the same. Don't have too much fun over there in the dirt.
All right, don't have too much fun over there off that juice.
All right.
Not without Zonia, at least. You know you need the juice to create Zonia.
Right, right. All right, you have a good night.
With that being said, you too, baby.
Later.
Okay, bye.
And that was Miss Zonia. Y'all make sure y'all follow the Albanian beauty on Twitter at Miss Zonia. That's MSZONJE. Check out her website at MissZonia.net. And, you know, connect with her, network with her. You heard her say that she's a songwriter. She writes R&B songs. You know, so if you're a singer out there, and you're looking for a songwriter, you want to hook up with someone that has talent and that will actually help promote the music that y'all put together and put out there, she's definitely somebody you want to get with. So you know how we do it here on Turned Up Tuesdays. I'm going to get back into some music and who we going to go with. I don't know. You know how I do. We just go off the fly around here. Why you all in my business with Zach Ultra? Here we go.
The Don't trust. Stay in my lane and mind my business. Be on my grind, I handle my business. Stop being no say out of my business. You don't need no my cash flow. You don't need no my occupation. This don't involve you. You ain't part of this situation. You must work for the DA. The way you investigate, wanna f*** you at my party. I ain't seeing no invitation like Marseille. Just step it, don't say don't ask a question. Pay attention, my three fingers. Deuces in a middle finger. I wasn't even talking to you and you all up in my combo. Just got a knife from Boston. Hit your with that Rondo. Hit your with that OJ. Drive off in that Bronco. Better leave my area. I'm talking about now pronto. Gon' make me go gorilla. Have to take you with a Congo. Nah, I ain't tell you. Stay off my. Convo, see your way to the near exit. This ain't no interview, I ain't asking all these damn questions. You can't know this intel is G14 classified. You can't be in my circle, you ain't G14 certified. Just say your name, no mention name. Why your ear are over here? Why are you over here? I ain't even call you over here. Number five, trying to be in my zone. Must not have a life of your own. My life, your entertainment, your life sucks and you can't stand it. No, I ain't your. If I did it, none of your business. You must be insecure. Ain't hitting it right, ain't handling your business. Not sure they talking about you. I don't even like you. You don't know what you talking about. So keep my name up out your mouth. Cause let your legs open and I answer. Then you say my name. Cause up
opinion, but it's not and it won't be, cause you too nosy. Nosy people make me sick, spread lies and spread rumors. My business is private property, that you intruder.
What I be doing is none of your business. How I make money is none of your business. How I live my life is none of your business. Mind your business, stay out of my business. This don't concern what is all of my business. This don't concern what is all of my business. This don't concern what is all of my business. All of my business, all of my business.
Every time I turn around, you was mine and mine. All behind my back, I swear you should've been my spine. Grinning in my face, yet you talk behind my vertebrae. Acting like you know me when you barely even heard of me. And I wish you would ask me if I probably tell you no, but in vitro plus no, you don't wanna hear it, but that stone cold fact, I'ma put you on your right after I tell you that. See, I'm all about my own, ain't got no time for that nonsense. He said, she said, only leads to unconscious. I tell ya, y'all people be a trip. Facebook snooping got you thinking that I'm tip. Then you wanna know if I'm broke, check the check or stun up. All you gotta do is ask, I tell you, none ya, won't ya? Mind your own B.I. All up in my business, you acting like a...
What I be doing is none of your business. How I make money is none of your business. How I live my life is none of your business. Mind your business, stay out of my business. This don't concern what you all of my business. This don't concern what you all of my business. This don't concern what you all of my business. All of my business, all of my business.
Yo, it's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We are here every Tuesday at 347-826-7536, or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/getliftedradio. If you have a few moments, you can also subscribe to us there. You do have to create a login. It'll take you a few minutes, but, you know, we appreciate those who do take the time out to create that login to subscribe to us on blogtalkradio.com. That phone number, you can reach us at that phone number for every broadcast on Saturdays at 11 a.m. We have what's called Brunch in the Basement with Javon, co-host Mika Ray with the G-Spot, and Nathan James with News. That is from 11 a.m. to 1 Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can tune into that show for the grown and sophisticated ear. lots of great guests on that show. So y'all make sure you support Javon every Saturday. Also on Sundays, we have the Conscious Creative with Love Rains and Marie and Sage Mayette. And also Alexis, who is now away for a little bit, but, you know, you can tune into their show every Sunday at 4 p.m., same phone number, 347-826-7536, or same, as I just said, log on to blogtalkradio.com/getliftedradio, and you could tune in. They talk about pretty much like it sounds, the conscious creative, the mind, self-love, healing, meditation, social issues as far as, you know, child abuse and just a whole bunch of a lot of different things that they talk about on the show. It's a great show. This week they're broadcasting live from a venue called The Norm. Also we'll be having Darlene Burns, an author, as their guest. So it should be a very interesting show this Sunday as well. If you're interested in a avenue and broadcasting your own show, make sure you contact me at getliftedradiosubmissions@gmail.com and let's discuss your idea. Submit to me your idea. The day and the time, the days that I have available for a broadcast is Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Please excuse me. I have somebody being very silly in the chat room, at this very moment, so I do apologize for that. If you're an artist that's interested in getting your music heard and submitted, please submit your submissions, labeled MP3 tracks. And when I say labeled, people, I'm not saying label it within the email. Like, label your track. I need to know the artist's name that is the main artist on the track, along with the featured artist on the track, along with the title, and it needs to be MP3 format. Like, I've been getting tracks where it's Midnight Blue featuring such and such. Well, who the heck is the artist? Like, come on, people. You got to do better. Like, just act like I'm Universal Records or something. Like, and how would you submit music to them? I would hope that that is not how you would submit your music, because you're definitely going in the trash submitting your music to them like that. So what do you think happens when you send me that email? It definitely goes to my trash, and then you ask me why you didn't play my music, and then I have to say, because you didn't send your tracks in right. So anyway, I'm going to play another track. This, I'm going to stick with the ladies. Lady Shay, she here from Jacksonville, Florida. This is produced by the Wonder Kid, and this track is titled I Want You. Here we go, Lady Shay.
Wonder Kid.
Thank you. a rose in a garden that's hardened, so hardened. My thorns been sharpened, I'm colder than an arctic. My territory, I marked it. My mind, I just guard it. Fake shit, I discard it. The money is the target. One time for the ladies that roll up their sleeves and grind like a drought up in the Middle East. Recline, that's a word that don't come with ease. Behind that smile is a fucking beast. Okay, that's me though. Lady like never get vetoed. Me, I'm the antidote. I'm aiming for the top like a free throw. Running this shit like Nino. When I'm fired up, Fino, I can do this with my eyes closed. Filipino, when I won't stop never. My grind forever. I see my shadow. Now I'm eating better. I never let up. I never let up, watch me get up, on higher level.
I can't need a better title, I move quick. Bitch, I'm winning by the landslide. Mouth real slick, tongue to boast a little bit. Young niggas say I'm the shit, double tap on all my pics. Blowing my page up, anytime I post a pic. I am Miss Dutton, shorty kind of a big deal. Versus hit hard, Layla Ali. Ain't many fucking with me. You claim you hard, call me propane. Ignite, beat, flow, soda rain. I go hard to my homemaker. Go hard to my omega. Blessings to all the haters and those who doubt it. My labor, I put in work, I put in work. Trying to get paid off a few of these verses. Just do me, stay low-key. Fuck the bullshit on 2014. Say fuck the bullshit on 2014. Southside superstar, everybody know me. Back in 99, you see me on your TV. Now I'm back on my grind. So if you fuck with me, turn the beat up and let it ride. Said if you fuck with me, turn the beat up and let it ride, yeah.
I'm a motherfucking beast, bounce back quick, I'ma stay on my feet. Niggas no need it, don't play in the street. I'm a motherfucking chef when it comes to the beast. Looking all cute, I'm looking all sweet. I'm looking all fly while you're looking all cheap. If a bitch wanna try, then a bitch better think. In my motherfucking purse is the motherfucking heat. Get it in daily, need it, gotta eat. Try me on the fake shit, need it gon' beat. Ruin me a bitch, yeah, I'm about to sleep. Leave shit doing when I fix it. Ride hard like I'm a fucking machine. Shut shit down when I step on the scene. Always fresh and I'm always clean. Always got green, got big money dreams. Whole lot of niggas hating on the low. Hating on my song and hating on my show. But I'm getting money either way that I go. Give a damn if it's hot, give a fuck if it's cold. Wanna see numbers following zeros. Hitting that road, couple of trees roll. Taking my place, the game is devoted. Looking at niggas with a sleep roll. When I get money, I'ma show you what to do. Take one pie, make the motherfucker two. Make a couple moves, niggas don't know who. Plans go through, baby, I can't lose. Never know what a nigga just might do. Never made moves, left I got my two. And that's always my number one move. My game too wise to deal with these fools.
I am the one that's the lyrical character, back of all trades. I am my own manager. Know what you ask and you want me to feature. I'm hungry in the game, the remorse, I'ma eat ya. Beat ya like a demonic reaper. Get Latin knowledge under study, I'ma teach ya. Daiku banana, Jackie should've known better. No vendetta, part two, entertain letter. Chop polar till I'm cool like Mayweather. I sleep good, so I'ma sack till the boost feathers. You wanna get us on my level, well, do better. You never see me in a class, I'm on my own trouble. No time for wasting time, meant to lead a bomb, so I blew your mind now. Run the track back for another lesson. And if you can't keep up, then gon' get the... Gotta get money every day, I'm only focused on 100. Ain't nobody giving me nothing, top by the best real G's, give it tuck in self-made so you can't take nothing from me. Is that right? Look in my eyes, I peep your life and I blow your mind. Got a habit of making you mine, you wanna act up at the end of the line. Big rock in the only one stunting. Pack up my seeds with green, turn them into D's. Never tell me you ain't got nothing for me. I caught you at a bad time, so you started running. Did your brand man, didn't think I was coming. I caught you and I want you in my tummy. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Cut a lame off if he cannot please you.
I ask some questions, nice as no lamb, a lion, a truth, no lying. Who says it's Simon, hoes only Simon, it ain't wearing wire. Skinny in the game, call me pliers, I'm feeling higher. You got the work on the blood supplier, face bitten fire. Underwater David, I play Goliath. In the ring, I'm a folded body, no tomb of tape. I rock the days full of kamikaze. I'm the queen, don't call me sire. Hold my fists up, I got it back in fire. Time on my side, I last the hours. This to me is suicide. We call the death at the highest tower. Shit ain't sweet as morning sour. I came I saw I caught the cow. My click it off up, my bitch guitar stuff. Lyrical monster, cross like Contra. Tipsy Funta, jump like Dumper. Can they got bars like Alcatraz? I'ma be the way you pump up. I'ma fuck a bomb, they bombed up. I got cake, they crawled up. They dumbed down and dumped up. I eat your seat for the fun of. And my flow ain't HD. My own vision, they scared of. All I see is dead people. All I see is red blood. All I see is red rum. White flags and red stars. Lately, I've been hearing you spit my name out your fucking mouth. Well, I don't think you know who you messing with, Miss Vermin. I roll my dough and leave my shit like a bakery. Okay. I can't let you unnecessary get ahead of me. Time to knuckle up if you get beside yourself. I take your nigga, fuck him good and I don't need no help. Who gives a fuck what you think, cause that's my attitude. I'm super high, you can't reach me, that's my attitude. Floating on the clouds, call it cloud nine. Fuck you, I
bitch, I'm bout mine. I'm tryna get it how I get it. Get this money, then I flip it. Then I'm back at it, I'm back at it, I'm back at it again. Every day I pray because this money got me spinning. Hold up one time for all my bitches, that's gon' be my dollar. Call them Mrs. Laker, cause they only mess with ballers. I'm AKA Miss Trigger, cover calling out.
I'm a spaceship and I'm gone now. Out of here, can't reach me. No gravity, I stay up. Wind flowing beneath me on a different atmosphere. Let's make this clear, don't need no wings. I stay fly, don't need no wheel. I stay go, I'm out of here. Take off, no need for a jetpack. Everything I do, got a snapback, react. Wanna be the cause, I show you the heat fast. Standing like an outcast, ain't talking reach that back. See, they didn't know me, now I'm hot. They can't touch me, flame on, no torching. Burning hot, scorching. Ain't got time for remorse, and I'm transforming, megamorphing. Time for a change, are you ready for it? When the sound off, better hit the floor. It's a robbery and I won it all. Ain't got time for the talking. I'm soaring past the clouds now, I'm higher than the falcon. Gone, I'm in my zone now, don't see you in my vision. Equipped for force, I'm coming. No, you can't hide from me. Yeah, I got the E-Soul in my system like a trucker. I go miles, I'm running over. No headlights, I'm riding legal in my city.
My flow so long, call it Lincoln. I'm super fast, like I'm Pinky. Killing the scene like Michael Myers. Trying to get in these holes inspired. You're hotter than me, then bitch, you a liar. Your flow out the day, your flow's inspired. Bitch, I go harder. I see you out here getting it, getting it, grinding and grinding, you trying to fit in. Bitch, I go harder, I'm such an enigma. But it's a dick up, fingers a trick up. I be pulling it, money pursuing it. Blind driver, don't know where to go with it. Just move with the current, stay coasting. Mine on the grind, trying to stay current. Walk down, how bad do you want it? Sticky mark, I get on it. My people's the hardest shit to me, it's no mystery. Leave it, this is whack to me, but factually, we bout to make history. So put up the V for victory, but flip it, this shit like a gymnast. Keep it religious, get money to business. Dominance, I'm so, so relentless. Champion you win this, I'm so, so ridiculous. Champion you win this.
I'm new to this, like a genius. Take proof of this, like a heart knock through me like this. Damn right, I'm a verbal sacrament man. Throwing beats like such a terrorist. Vibing in the clouds, my element. Duval jungle, lioness, I'm an alien. Coming to wreck shit, who wanna come try testing? Might as well rock your back feet. Cause guess what, bitch, you ain't coming back. Not coming back, I'm a lyrical criminal. Gunfire upon me, tongue, rah! Now them want me silent. Them fucking try to silence. For what? I'm a silent assassin. I'm a hamster calling, not falling, no victim. Only to the rhythm, I say lift it, my pigeon. Say fuck the system. I ain't chasing no dreams, I'm fucking living them. Ooh, I'm killing them, black woman getting them. Bullshit to a minimum, keep this shit moving, that's why I'm feeling them. Got bars on my chest, stars on the struggle, third I chant. Behind his back and full of bags, put your nails up. Let's blaze it up, let's make this bitch erupt. Your highness done showed up.
Yo, 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 it's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida. That was a female cypher class. That was a female assassin cypher class. That was a group of ladies here in Jacksonville. Lennox the Ox of Star Mode faculty has been putting together cyphers with artists, male and female. He's done a poetry cipher. He's done an R&B cipher for the first time that also included International Rob B coming up from Orlando to be a part of that with some of the Jacksonville artists, R&B talent here in the city. If you are interested in checking out that video, you can go to YouTube and look up Star Mode Faculty. Faculty is spelled with a K, F-A-K-U-L-T-Y. You can look up Cipher Class Series. It's about five or six videos out there right now. What he's doing is he's actually packaging all these videos together and going to put a DVD. He's going to put a DVD together and also a mixtape that has all the ciphers that have been recorded and taped here. The recording and the taping has happened here in Vendetta Vision Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, 2870 University Boulevard West. I'm noticing that our Twitter followers are going up.
I appreciate everybody that continues to log on to Twitter or who's on Twitter and takes the time out to hit that follow button. You can follow Get Lifted Radio on Twitter at @GetLifted_radio. You can also follow Get Lifted Entertainment at @GetLiftedENT on Twitter as well. Check us out on Facebook, Get Lifted Radio. If you do facebook.com/, it's Get Lifted Radio with two O's. I'm going to close out. Well, actually, looks like I have one more caller. Caller, I'm going to state your name. I'm going to state the last four digits of your phone number, state your name and where you're calling from. 7055. Caller, you are live.
William Murphy. I'm in Philly right now.
What up, Will?
What's going on?
Not much, man. You sound sleep.
Nah, I'm not asleep. I'm just getting in. Like, I told you my voice has been hoarse for, like, the last weekend. You know what I mean? Partying with my cousin Derek down here, seeing the family. I mean, you know, just having some fun. You know, Ciroc Boys Philly, Ciroc Boys South, you know?
Definitely, Ciroc Boys South. Definitely doing y'all thing, partying like rock stars. This is Will. if y'all don't know who William Murphy is, get to know him. He's part of the WIM. Well, he is the WIM agency. True. I mean, I ain't taking away no credit from anybody else, but you know what I know. William Murphy is the WIM agency. So let them know where they can find you at, Will.
You can hit me up on Instagram, you know, Will Murphy IV. On Twitter, Will Murphy, the number 4. I mean, that's pretty much, or you can just Google my name, William E. Murphy the 4th. Everything will come up right there.
So where you at right now? You're in Philly?
I'm in Philly. I'll be back in New York tomorrow and be in Atlanta on Sunday.
moving. I told you I want to be like you when I grow up, man.
You know, man, this life crazy.
Hey, so tonight's topic, while you're speaking of that, tonight's topic is wedding crashers. If you had a crush on someone or you was in love with somebody that was due to walk down the aisle, you at their wedding or whatever, you got all these feelings all bogged up inside you, would you be the wedding crasher?
Yeah, I would. I'm not even going to hesitate. Yes, I would. I would crash the
wedding. You know, for some reason I knew you were going to say yeah.
Yeah, I would crash it. I'm not going to sit here and hold it and lie like, nah, I'm going to crash the wedding. And we're going to just deal with it, however, you know, accordingly, you know. I couldn't say I'm not trying to mess up a happy home, but that's a lie. Home wasn't that happy because after I crashed the wedding, she considered it.
There you go. You heard. After he crashed the wedding, she considered it. If it was considered, you're right. There was never any guarantees over that on the other side in the first place.
Fact, nonfiction.
Hey, word. I appreciate you calling in, man. I had a
no
great
doubt.
Interview, and you continue to show me support. You know, I appreciate all that you do for me as far as sharing on Facebook, Twitter, you know, Instagram, all that great stuff. And hopefully I'll be, you know, we always talk about me coming out there to New York or whatever. You seem to get around a lot faster than I do, so you might hit Florida before I get to New York. But however it happens,
I'm gonna have to hit Florida real soon, and it's gonna be specifically Jacksonville. So God willing, you'll be seeing me sooner than you think.
Cool. There we have it. I'll be meeting Mr. William Murphy the 4th very soon in person, live. Party like a rock star with him for the night. I want to live in your life just for one night.
Oof. Be prepared to come in at 10 in the morning.
I'm prepared. That's why I'm sleeping now.
I hear that. I definitely hear you.
All right, man. Well, get you some rest. Take care of that voice. And I'm going to holler at you.
No doubt. Y'all be easy, all right? Peace.
All right, man. And that was Mr. William Murphy the 4th. Like you say, y'all follow him. Google his name. I promise you, I guarantee you, there's going to be a lot of publications that come up. He's very knowledgeable within the music industry. I remember last year he sent me what was called the Music Bible, and, I mean, contracts. Just, I mean, he sent me pretty much everything and anything I needed at that very moment, and to help me grow as well as an individual and an artist. So I appreciate him very much for that. We're going to ride this thing out. Let's see. We're going to go with Joseph Leakes from right here in Jacksonville, Florida, with Friday. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. I appreciate everybody for tuning in this evening. Y'all make sure you follow me as well on Twitter. I am Maggie Love. I'm on Instagram. I am Maggie Love. And Facebook is simply Maggie Love. And if you know any artists that are interested in being heard, need social media promo, trying to get on some shows, I have a lot of shows that I'm working very closely with Bread the King. Get you some spots in Atlanta, Orlando, South Carolina. There's some opportunities coming up. So if you're an artist with a budget and you ain't afraid to invest in yourself, make it do what it do. Hit us up. Here we go with Friday. Till next time.
One time for my niggas on some real shit. Two times for the shit we gotta deal with. 3 minutes of your time on some real shit. Four just for the love, motherfucker, what's up? What's up? What the love, motherfucker, what's up? What's up? It's for the love of it. Nah, the fuck of it. Why dream about it if you ain't planning on touching it? All aboard the mothership, I see they on some other shit. Well, that means I'm on some other shit. Staring at this world sideways on a Friday. 95 highway, writing to my own shit. They say you gotta own it, if you want it, then I'm won it. They own it and hungry, but so used to belong it. So this is me in my kahuna, smoking on California, sipping on the Corona. They ain't doing real and they ain't never doing phony. So this is my what up and my condolence to opponents. Yeah, just me against the world. Niggas acting like little girls, all I can say for real. They call L what I call L. Shit don't get real till they notice the bean spill wasn't really there. Soon as it hit the air, niggas pull up chairs. Bitches promise more head, haters swear they ain't scared. My nigga said he on his way here. Since then it's been years, man, I swear these niggas acting like they just don't care. I seen a video yesterday, left me with a blank stare. Dude said his chain blings and proceeded to grab air. Air can't be the only one here that see this bullshit that's going on around here. What's up? What's up? Oh, it's love, motherfucker. What's up? What's up? It goes one time for my niggas on that real shit. Two times for the shit we gotta deal with. 3 minutes of your time on some real shit. Four just for the love, motherfucker, what's up? If it ain't us, who really gives a fuck? What? I'm too real and ain't real enough. Shush, get in the head, hit them where it hurts. This underground and I'm the fucking dust. Worse, you put a star on the track, just call me Captain Kirk. These little niggas feel big, memoirs of a small shirt. Oh, that's how y'all work, keep that shit on y'all turf. Don't ever, ever come around this bitch unless you call first. Now we all ain't applaud, Merc. Some of us just pause for the calls, look at y'all and smirked. We all jerks, a part of karma's curse. Addicted to want it all like it ain't all worth. One time for my niggas on that real shit. Two times for the shit we gotta deal with. 3 minutes of your time on some real shit. Four just for the love, motherfucker, what's up? What's up? What's up? Yeah, it's love, motherfucker, what's up? Another day, another dollar, right? Niggas is rich as fuck behind the mic and broke as fuck in real life. In real life, them bitches real nice. A couple years with them niggas, them bitches will dyke. So here's a toast to the steel pipe. I continue to live life doing whatever I feel like. Shots at these niggas like my skin white, been tight. Turn that shit down and you can die now. This one time for my niggas that ain't high now. That turn they radio on, but then they turn it down. To no sound till I come around to hold it down. Look, please, there's no need for a chain or a crown. How about a pound or a couple thousand? How about we split a pack aloud for every motherfucker that is alive now? Oh, you feel my vibe now? Bet at this time you wish you did not have to quiet.
my niggas on that real shit. Two times for the shit we gotta deal with. 3 minutes of your time on some real shit. Four just for the love, motherfucker, what's up?
Know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real, I respect it, this is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired, individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah, we can all make you say yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah, magic love, get lifted, if you really ready, say yeah, if you really ready, say yeah, you know,
Let's go.